What's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of the UX Direction Podcast with me, Jay. Now, today's topic is one that I'm very passionate about, right? And it's one that I get asked all the time. And actually, I remember back in the day when I actually made the decision to focus more on product design and actually applied for my product design course, my parents actually asking me, is this product design thing, like, is it going to bear the rewards that you need to kind of have a kind of fruitful kind of life? And for some context, like, my parents wanted me to, you know, be a civil engineer or kind of be an architect. But I decided on this career path, and I'm so glad that I did. And, you know, I even now, you know, I get younger people kind of come up to me and say, is it worth me being a UX designer or a UI designer? And is UX, UI, product design, is it a great career choice? And in one word, yes, like, it is the best career choice that you could possibly make, in my opinion. Look around you, you know, the world is just filled with well-designed products and services. Technology is literally everywhere. Like, you can go to your local restaurant, or, you know, even at home with your family, if you've got, you know, nieces, nephew, cousins, kids roaming around, like, they're all engaging with technologies. There's literally babies on iPads, right? And a lot of these technology companies like Netflix and YouTube, they're actually catering for the younger audience. So technology is prevalent. It's all over the place. It's a ubiquitous thing. And the discipline of UX design is simply evolving with the times tremendously, right? And if I look back, like, I, as I mentioned, I studied product design for the physical world. And the main emphasis was on chairs and mobile devices and kind of making things out of, you know, kind of foam and all that kind of stuff, tangible stuff that you can hold in your hands. There was one module that was focused on one module in the kind of three, four years that I was there that was actually focused on digital and web specifically. And kind of after that, you know, I took a webmaster course and I learned how to code and understand the web a lot better. And then from that, I stumbled across a guy called Mike Locke, who unlocks the world of kind of UX kind of for me and made me understand that my product design background coupled with the web mastery course was actually my entry point into kind of UX. And UX has evolved from web mastery, or kind of UX in the kind of digital kind of space has evolved from web mastery. So if you actually think about it now, it's actually going full circle, emphasizing more on product design. So now product design itself is a digital thing. So when I was studying, like, over 10 years ago, product design was all around the physical world. Now, if you say I'm a product designer, 90% of the time you're going to find that that person is dealing with the digital space. They're dealing with apps and websites and interfaces predominantly. And, you know, moving into kind of interaction design and augmented reality and artificial kind of intelligence. So, like, this discipline is here to stay. And so are apps and websites. As you know, more entrepreneurs than ever all need these things. Like, there's so many, I think we're living in a time where there's so many people starting businesses, and there's more, you know, billion-dollar valued tech companies than there ever has been. And that number is growing, like, rapidly with the amount of investment that is going into tech. So it's amazing that somebody would ask, like, is this a valuable career to kind of head into? And, you know, should I even switch into kind of user experience? For me, the answer is always going to be yes, you should. And, you know, the benefit of it, yes, it's going to be kind of a forever evolving discipline. One of the key selling points is that you can do user experience design, UI design, research now, from anywhere in the world. Like, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection, you can practice this discipline. And what first kind of triggered this thought to me was when I was a UX consultant working with UX contractors around 7 or 8 years ago. Like, I was working with these contractors and, you know, I tried to kind of understand, okay, what is it like being a contractor? And about three of them over the years have said to me, it's great because I work from anywhere. Like, sometimes I work from the pool, and in between pool, swimming in the pool, I'll jump onto a meeting, kind of on Zoom, right? And technology is allowing us to kind of do that and be more flexible with our time. So if we want to kind of spend the morning, you know, hashing out kind of design work and solving customer problems, and then spend a few hours in the pool before kind of going to a meeting, or, you know, spend the evening kind of working on a project, and vice versa, you've just got that flexibility because everything that you need is on the device, right? Like, that's all you need to do. You just need to be connected. And the pandemic, or the COVID-19 pandemic, has also shown us that online tools can keep us connected with our product teams and our customers, even without us being physically on the same premises as well. And this is huge. Last year was a huge step in actually forcing employers to really understand that working from home is not a bad thing, and allowing your team that flexibility can actually make them more productive because they're actually able to work on their own terms. And this is why this discipline is so beautiful, because we've got all of these new tools that are emerging, like Miro, for example, and, you know, FigJam and Figma itself and whatever else is out there. It connects us all through this online space. And it also kind of allows us the flexibility to work, as I mentioned, on our own terms. But more than that, it allows us to connect with our customers, right? We can engage with our customers digitally. We can test concepts and ideas with them remotely without having to physically be on the same premises kind of with them. So this is a fantastic kind of win for the industry. And what's great about, you know, kind of what's happening right now is more online tools are emerging, and guess who they need to build and develop and evolve these tools? They need UX designers, they need UI designers, they need user researchers. So this is the beauty. As technology evolves, so does the role and so does the need and requirement for user experience teams. Another point is that, and what makes it beautiful being a UX practitioner, is it is a people-focused role. And like, to be effective, you must build or have the ability to build a rapport with others, like with your customers, with your project teams, with your senior leadership and stakeholders. That you need to have that ability to hold a conversation, to ask the right questions, to uncover the deep-rooted issues that everyone is facing, so that you can be that bridge that brings everything together. And that is the beauty, because it's a very conversational discipline, which allows you to kind of increase your knowledge of the products, of the industry, of the technology, and also allow for opportunities to be presented to you that will allow you to utilize all of this stuff, utilize this network, utilize this knowledge to eventually create your own design business, whether that's going to be a UX agency, a web design agency, a branding agency, or marketing, or your own tech startup, which we've seen happen time and time again with UX practitioners evolving and getting to a point where they've made so many different connections, they can easily just start something up. And you can do this whilst staying in your 9-to-5, which is the beauty of this position. So like, effectively continuing that cycle, as I mentioned, the beauty of it is that you can work yourself to a point where you can create your own company, and guess who you need again? You need UX designers, you need UI designers, you need researchers. So the cycle just continues and continues and continues as the industry evolves. It's also, you know, very unlikely that this discipline will be replaced by machines. You know, instead, the discipline will evolve with the machines. It will evolve with the times. We're entering an age where, you know, we're seriously considering driverless cars and, you know, automated logistics systems and manufacturing processes, all of which are dependent on user experience and product design. They all need to be involved in these industries. And as these new industries emerge, we need people behind the scenes orchestrating this stuff, crafting and kind of designing and architecting. And, you know, as we know, many, many more industries are going to emerge and many more designers are going to be needed. So lastly, you know, Kent, UX is not a hard graft. Like, it's not brain surgery. It's not rocket science, you know, and that just makes it so enjoyable that you can make an impact, a dramatic impact to the business, to the customers, but it's not life or death in, you know, 99.9% of cases, right? Like, it really is not. And personally, I could be in this industry for the rest of my life and be happy because quite simply, it is a fun industry to be a part of, right? Like, you have so many connections and conversations being had. You make a real impact. You literally can draw your ideas and bring them to fruition. Like, that is the beauty of it. And if anyone enjoys kind of sketching, seeing that happen in real time from a sketch through to kind of a real product being made is absolutely fantastic. So, you know, UX, UI, UX research, kind of product design, it is definitely here to stay. And let me know kind of what you think. Like, do you agree? Like, do you think that this discipline is always going to evolve and there is always going to be a need for kind of user experience design, UI design, research? Do let me know kind of in the comments or kind of DM me. If you found this useful, let me know. If you found it useless, let me know. Let me know alternative topics that you'd want to kind of hear my opinion on. Let me know your opinion on these topics. Don't forget to kind of like this video, subscribe to the channel, follow the podcasts on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify Podcasts, and wait for the new videos to drop. I'm trying to do 3 a week, and I'm really looking forward to kind of 10xing my approach kind of to this kind of podcast, delivering those kind of meaningful insights to you all. And don't forget to share this podcast with your peers or anyone else that you feel would actually benefit and gain value from its content as well. So until next time, guys, peace and take care.